The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. January 6th video proves John Strand's innocence. Yet, he received a 32-month sentence. The liberals in Washington, D.C. don't care. They don't care. They want political prisoners. They got political prisoners. But don't think that this is just like judges or elected officials. This is the average Democrat voter who is doing this. I want to remind you of this. It needs to be pointed out, especially in the states where they now know, or in Washington, D.C., which is not a state, but in Washington, D.C., in the District of Columbia, where they know 90% of the people there, it's over that, it's more like 90, somewhere around 95%, vote for the Democrat Party. Then they know they basically have communist rule there. There is no constitutional rights when it comes to conservatives or Trump supporters in Washington, D.C. And the same is true about New York. Remember, we're made up of 50 states. I keep telling you our federal government has been overthrown when the elections were overthrown. And communists run the federal government. And they do. Communists or anti-Americans, either way, are filled in Washington, D.C. in all the agencies. They have been screened that way for years. They are the ones that are allowed to move up. Conservatives are not allowed to move up and haven't been. Probably my entire life, a few squeeze through here and there. But overall, it is blatantly that way. So when you have a federal government that's overthrown, how come America hasn't collapsed? In some countries, that would collapse that country. It would feel like it's under complete communist rule. Well, we have 50 states, which act like their own nations. So you have to look at the places that match the evil communist ways of Washington, D.C. And where's that? New York, the District of Columbia, Washington, D.C., and California will soon follow. You actually haven't seen as egregious in the court system, strangely, of the persecution of conservatives in California yet. I'm sure there is. It's not making news. But those are the danger zones. And of course, Illinois will be the one after that because of Chicago. So people need to get through their head. If you're conservative, you shouldn't even travel and step foot in Washington, D.C. You should never travel to California, and you should never step foot, especially in New York. The reason why is if anything happens and you defend yourself, they will convict you. It's already happening. And they will get a conviction on you if you defend yourself. Right now, some people have defended themselves and the people have come to their defense. But here what was lacking. Lawyers didn't know that all they have to do now is say, this person's a MAGA person. If they can say you're a MAGA person, you're done. You're done. You're convicted automatically. And if you think I'm exaggerating, that's what I'm about to bring you. John Strand was convicted automatically. Automatically, because he was a Trump supporter. And that's the only reason why he's convicted. And they're proud of it. And they want to do more. And they want every state to be like Washington, D.C. They want to persecute you. And Democrats will never defend you. You know what Democrats will do as the government comes to persecute you? They will happily sit on a jury, rubbing their hands together, hoping to convict you and laughing at you. No, Ben, the average Democrat, they're my friend. They vote for the same football team as me. I've gone out to eat with them and they're nice to me. Yeah, and they find out that you're a Republican who loves Donald Trump. How do they treat you then? They hate you with the passion that you've never hated anyone in your life, but they hate you that way. Go tell them how much you like Donald Trump and see how they snap in 2 seconds into a communist who would call the police and throw you in prison if they could at that moment that you tell them you support Donald Trump. You know I'm not exaggerating. Folks, the reason why Democrats have a rule, it's the Democrat rule. This is not a Republican rule. People don't know this. They think this is like a saying in America. No, this is a Democrat saying. Never discuss politics and religion. That came from the Democrat Party. That is only Democrats say that. You want to know why? Republicans don't say that. Republicans love to discuss politics and religion. That's all they do with each other. And you know that's true. It's a Democrat thing. You know, you want to know why? Because a Democrat wants to pretend not to be who they are when they're around you. A Democrat wants to go to a football game and high-five you and you not know what they really are inside. And if you discuss politics and religion with them, their real self will appear. And now they can't slap five with you at the football game. And they can't go out to eat with you. You would still go out to eat. They won't go with you. But they'll also feel horrible because you have revealed what they really believe inside and they don't want to discuss it. They don't want you to know that they're okay with abortion and killing of babies. They don't want you to know that. So you can't talk politics and religion. They don't want you to know that they think Christianity is a bunch of crap. Oh, they were raised in a Christian family. They proclaimed it. But they don't want you to really know that they don't care about Christianity whatsoever. They don't care what the Bible says. So don't talk politics. Don't talk religion. That's a rule created by the Democrat Party. So you never know who they are. The reason why you should always, always listen to me, especially young people, if you're dating somebody, always talk politics and religion. That's the only way you'll know who you're in a relationship with. Always. It's the opposite of what they say. If you want to know who the person is that you're talking to, who they really are, always talk politics and religion. And that's a fact. And nobody tells you this. You only hear the opposite. And the opposite's a lie. Now, the proof that that Democrat that was slapped five with you at whatever professional football team you cheer for, if they find out you're a MAGA person and they sit on your jury and they know you're a MAGA person and they remember you from the football game slapping five, they'll convict you. They don't care. And here's the proof. 100% proof. A Democrat jury did this to John Strand, who they saw this video. They know he's innocent. And it doesn't matter. Watch.
My friend John Strand is a J6 defendant. And remember, he was a bodyguard for Simone Gold, one of the America's frontline doctors. She was scheduled to give a speech. He literally is protecting her in the Capitol. She took a plea deal of a few weeks. They did the same thing together. Well, today he was sentenced to 32 months in prison with 36 months probation. He showed me a video he was going to air, maybe in the courtroom. I guess he didn't get a chance to air this in the courtroom for the judge. I'm going to play.
Hold on. I just want you to know he does say the jury, they did air it. You need to know that because he says that afterwards. So put this in your mind right now. The jury saw this.
Some of it for you, because when you see this and then to think this man got sentenced to 32 months is sickening. And then we'll talk to John Strand after this short video. Watch.
After attending the morning event at the Ellipse, we slowly made our way through the massive crowds towards the Capitol. At this point, my client had attempted to reach an elevated vantage point atop the steps so she could try and gain the attention of bystanders to give her speech, as she was scheduled to do that day. We were unable to reach a balcony position, and the crowd shifted toward the Columbus door entrance, pushing us in that direction. Because our plan had always been for Dr. Gold to give her speech outside the Capitol, as the speech permit allowed, the thought of going inside the building never even occurred to me. I had assumed with all the various speeches and rally activity that the Capitol would have little, if any, business going on that afternoon. And how did anyone get in there? It was obvious to me standing on the steps that the crowd would never be able to open the formidable Columbus doors by force. But as shown in a closed-circuit television recording inside the Capitol, the doors were opened from the inside. I was shocked during my trial when the prosecutor overtly tried to deceive the jury by showing them this clip and telling them the uncovered white hand waving towards the door was my hand, convincing the jury that I was an aggressive member of a mob and trying to attack the entrance. But I was wearing black gloves the entire day, which the prosecutor knew, or should have known, making this an obvious falsehood. The truth is, I was just stuck there in what had become a packed and energetic crowd. I clearly remember wishing I could extricate Dr. Gold from that crowd, but that was impossible. It was very dense, as this video clearly demonstrates. When the doors swung open from the inside and the crowd surged in, the only safe option was to move forward, which I instinctively did to guide my client to safety, away from that bottleneck. The force propelling us through the door caused us to stumble at the threshold, and I had to catch my client from falling, and then firmly guide her straight ahead to get away from the turmoil at the door. I immediately noticed there were many other people already inside, and that included a number of uniformed police officers. None of them, from what I saw and heard in the rotunda, directed us to do anything or to go in any particular direction, though in all fairness, they surely felt surprised and overwhelmed by the events. We did as well. As a result, and to keep going away from the chaotic entrance, we followed people walking in front of us into the main public hallway. We weren't familiar with the layout of the building and had no idea how to exit through any other public door or hallway, so we just followed other people in front of us. For the most part, we saw people walking through the velvet ropes, taking selfies and photos. Someone even picked up the stanchions that someone else had knocked over. So at this point, we weren't really sure what was happening, but it seemed like the police had opened the building for the crowd to pass through because they'd clearly entered from multiple entry points. We found the east entry hallway was still jammed with hundreds of people trying to come inside, even as others were trying to exit. We waited our turn within the crowd there for nearly 15 minutes before we could find space to squeeze through and get outside. After that, we remained standing on the steps for almost an hour, talking with bystanders. We saw various police officers making their way down the steps to leave. I am deeply thankful and supportive of law enforcement, so I enthusiastically clapped and cheered for them in appreciation. It was a sickening shock to me when, during my trial, the prosecutor again tried to turn the jury against me by affirmatively misrepresenting my actions at that moment in time. In this video, where I am obviously clapping to say thank you to the police, the prosecutor only showed a single freeze frame and told the jury that I was angry, hostile, and criminal.
Only a single freeze frame. Now, that video goes on for 11 minutes. You can watch the whole thing at John Strand USA on Twitter, at John Strand USA. It goes on for 11, 12 minutes through the Capitol. No violence, no destruction, no being angry with police, no anything. And the man got 32 months today in a federal penitentiary. John Strand joins me now tonight, free for I'm not sure how long. John, welcome to the program. I'm sorry about your sentence, but I'm glad to have you on tonight.
Thank you, Grant. I appreciate your courage and fortitude in continuing to spotlight the grave injustice that this political apartheid has become, with a lot of American citizens being fraudulently framed and falsely accused for supposed crimes of violence. And you know, I want to make very clear right off the top, Grant, that no one is disputing the fact that violence occurred at January 6th, that brave police officers were harmed. That's true. But what's also true is that many facts about January 6th have either been hidden, distorted, or otherwise manipulated and weaponized against citizens who are innocent, such as myself.
Couple questions for you. If we do it rapid fire, because we don't have too much time. The video you edited, I didn't see you commit any violence, no damage. Did you leave anything out of it that we suspect?
If you watch the entire 14-minute video, it's the entire 48 minutes I spent in the Capitol with certain portions, you know, played at a higher speed just because it's boring. but you see everything I did. You see every place in the Capitol that I walked. And it's very clear that I was there doing one thing, which was chaperoning and protecting a scheduled speaker. Yeah. Who was on a poster with Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert and Paul Gosar and other speakers that were scheduled to be giving addresses that day.
And that's why he got convicted by a Democrat jury. Now, I'm sure they didn't see the video with his narration, but they saw the exonerating evidence of what he actually did in the Capitol. They saw it. So the prosecution, their big thing was, is that he shook his fist in a freeze frame when he was actually cheering on the Capitol Police, amazingly. And then the pounding on the door, which he says it was not even his hand, and you can't really prove that it was, and he said he had black gloves, and it looks like he did have black gloves the whole time, which seems to be that it wasn't him pounding at the door. I ask you, what crime did he commit? Because that video proves the door was open from the inside. He didn't break and enter. They were allowed in, and the police allowed them in, and the police didn't tell him to get out. And then maybe the police eventually told him to get out, and he did get out, but I don't even think the police ever told him. It sounded like they never gave him any instructions. What crime did he commit? I would say he didn't even trespass. Because he was allowed in. Allowed in. So it's not trespassing. There's no crime. Everybody knows it. And let's just say, okay, let's say the prosecutor's right. Let's say he banged on the door. And he cheered, I don't know, MAGA on with anger. Roar! Yeah! That's what he got convicted on, was those two things. Banging on a door. Rawr! And then he entered, of course, the Capitol building. So they're convicting him. 32 months? Almost 3 years in prison. And you know that Democrat, I know the jury doesn't hand down the sentence. They knew the judge is liberal. They knew they wanted the judge to get him. I bet you money that jury is upset that it's only 3 years. I bet you money it's just under 3 years, that they're sad that it's 32 months. No jury, unless they're politically motivated, would ever convict that man of a day in jail. If anything, you would say, fine him for entering. Give him a fine at most. And since they let him in, I would argue that's ridiculous. He should get nothing. But if you want to argue, you could fine him for entering. Even though he was protecting his client, which is a whole nother angle to this that gives him even more innocence. So no normal human being in their right mind would ever convict him. No one. Unless they're liberal, Democrats, having a political agenda, who just don't like MAGA people. And I'm warning you, and have been warning you, this is going to be normal in New York City, in California at some point, and in DC. It's already normal in DC. It's normal in DC already, and I believe it's normal in New York. And eventually, I just don't think the lawyers are very smart in New York. It's taking them an awful long time, but they will eventually figure it out. That any client that they're going up against trying to get a conviction, anybody they're prosecuting, if they can find out that they're a Trump supporter, have supported Trump in the past, it doesn't matter if it's relevant to the case. You bring it up in that case every single time in front of a New York jury, and you will win every time. That's where we are. And that's why I'm telling you, you can be totally innocent and do nothing. And if you live in New York, they can imprison you in a snap. And same in DC. And they're proving it. They're proving it. This isn't me warning you with no evidence. I just gave you rock solid evidence. And this is how they want all of America to be. But all of America won't be this way. But this is what they wish. This is what a fallen America looks like. Your federal government has been overthrown. Notice the most egregious place for this to be happening is where? Washington, D.C. What controls Washington, D.C.? The federal government. What has been overthrown by the communists? The federal government. What is the judges and the people in Washington, D.C. acting like? Full-blown communists. It's already occurred. If you're in New York and you don't flee that state, you're going to have to live with yourself hearing this warning. I'm sorry that you didn't listen to me. And I know it's not easy. I know some of you, your jobs make it so it's like, well, I'd have to at least make the effort of looking for a new job and see if God will get you out of there. At least get out of New York City. At least try to find a suburban place in New York State, but I don't think the state is safe at all. I think the entire state, you're screwed. Folks, I want to say one more thing. I want to say something to the people that convicted John Strand, everyone that was involved. They think John Strand was on trial, and I don't believe that's true. I believe John Strand was put there by God to not take a plea deal, because most people would take a plea deal. Why is he not taking a plea deal? Why is he standing up for everybody's rights? Because I believe God is using him. And if that's the case, he's actually there because God wanted him to be there. Why? They thought they were judging John Strand, who we all know is innocent. That's not what was happening. And this is happening all over America. God is judging them. And he's putting John Strand in front of them to see what they will do. And they will be judged for what they have done to John Strand when they stand before God. They're the ones that are being judged. They're the ones standing before a great judge who is going to put a sentence on them. And that is not a joke. That is real. And if they don't think it's real, I pity them, because it's going to happen to them. And they don't know that they're being judged right now. They get away with nothing. They think they've gotten away with this. They think they all go home and they'll never be affected by this trial ever again. He'll appeal and do stuff, but they don't feel like they'll ever be affected. Oh, they're so wrong. They will be affected big time. They're going to, when their life ends, they're going to stand before the great judge. And Jesus is going to judge them for what they have done here specifically in this court case. I know it. And I already know it ain't going to be good for them. Folks, the most important thing you will hear all day today is this. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. It's exclusive, and that's offensive. So take it up with Jesus, because he's the one who said it. I love you guys. See ya!
Hey guys, hit the subscribe button right now.
Imprisonment, forced labor, permanent separation from my family, perhaps death. I knew what could happen to people who were caught trying to defect. But the watchtowers stood yards away. The possibility of a new life in a different world, one without tyranny, was within sight. The West. I thought of the rewards no longer crushed under the boot of communism. I would work and make money, no longer restrained by the chains of collectivism. I would say what I wanted, without fear of spies and informants nearby. I would be free. The frozen rain and Romanian mud seeped through my gloves and cloths. I fantasized about a fire burning in the wood stove of my parents' home, but I pushed those thoughts from my mind, closed my eyes, and waited for the cover of the darkness.
Get Defector, a true story of tyranny, liberty, and purpose by Mark Hobovkovich with Paul Dragoo. A thrilling page-turner that will remind you how precious yet vulnerable freedom is. Available at shopjbs.org or Amazon. For a limited time, get 20% off your entire order using promo code DEFECTOR20 when you purchase Defector at shopjbs.org.